Summer.
He's just adorable.
Isn't he amazing?
That song captivated me.
In Summer?
Yeah.
I love In Summer.
I was like, fuck yeah, that won an Oscar.
I guess you don't have much experience with heat.
No. You have to play it.
Yeah, we did. Sometimes I like to close my eyes. And imagine what it would be like in summer dusk. Beelzebuzz, kiss up a dandelion fuzz, and I'll be doing whatever snow does in summer. A drink in my hand, the snow up against the burning sand, probably getting gorgeously tanned in summer. I'll finally see a summer breeze blow away a winter storm, and find out what happens to solid water when it gets warm. And I can't wait to see what my buddies all think of me. Just imagine how much cooler I'll be in summer. Badu, ba-ba-ba-ba-da-do. The hot and the cold are both so intense. Put them together, it just makes sense. Ra-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-do. Winter's a good time to stay in and cuddle, but put me in summer and I'll be a happy snowman. The sky will be blue, and you guys will be there too. When I finally do what frozen things do in summer.
I'm gonna tell him.
Don't you dare. In summer. Okay, we ready?
Windermere.
Hi guys. I'm gonna do it this time. Welcome to Windermere Nights.
Okay, well, you just left me hanging there. Okay, well, it's just me, Evan, and my girlfriend, Mel.
Wait, why do you say that all the time?
Just because people might be tuning in for the first time, and they might just click on...
Episode 6?
Episode 6.
Have you ever gone to a podcast and just clicked episode 6?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know, I'm just a random person.
You know what? It's probably better if they click episode 6 because this is probably going to be a half decent episode.
Well, yeah, we're always trying to do the best episode we possibly can.
We are?
Yes.
You forgot to close that window.
What? I just left it a crack.
No, I'm getting outside noise.
Oh, no. Well, when you say it like that.
Legit, it's a real thing.
All
right. Run, Evan, run. Hey, did you like our Disney sing-along at the beginning of the show?
It was kind of like a Walmart chant at the beginning of a shift.
A Walmart? What?
Have you ever heard of that? Like, I've heard that Walmart employees, before the store opens, they have to, like, do...
Oh, God, they do.
They do? You know about that?
Yeah, I do know about that. And you know what? It's only in the mornings, and it's awful every single time.
Yeah.
Guess what I didn't do when I worked at Walmart?
What?
I didn't sing.
No?
No. This voice should never be aired. Ever. Can you sit down?
I would sing my heart out at Walmart.
Oh, I know you would.
I'd be like,
would.
Come on, guys. Who's with me?
Oh, my God. I know. It would be...
You should hear me at work. I just sing and I sing. I'm like a
no,
little...
No, you don't sing.
I'm like a little
you
bird.
You chant, Adam's gay. Adam's gay. He likes all the boys. Look, I just gave you a new Adam's gay
that's
song.
True, yeah.
You're like, the only version I know is fuck it all. But now you know the version, Adam's gay. Adam's gay. And for anyone who doesn't know who Adam is...
Adam's a little... He's a buddy of mine. And we used to work together. And we used to just prank each other all the time. And, yeah. We used to prank each other all the time. And it was awesome.
So, speaking of singing, what did we do tonight, darling?
We went to the Christmas concert for Isabel.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Was that your first adult Christmas, like, attending a Christmas concert as an adult?
Yeah, pretty much. That was the first time I wasn't on stage for one of those things.
And what did you think?
I was really, like, into it. You know, surprisingly into it. You just see really? All those, you see all those adorable kids.
Oh my god.
Singing in time, and they're all trying to be all dressed up, and they're having fun.
Oh, that's adorable.
You know, it's just...
And then you have Mel the bitch over next to you.
No, well, you know, you were really loud. For someone who is always like, God, I can't listen to this because you're talking. Like, I'll just mention something I know about a TV show while we're watching something. It's really like, Jesus Christ, I'm trying to get into this show. Like... It's almost like you remind her that it's a TV show and that it's not something to get into. Like, it's like they're just actors. It's like, I don't want to know what his real name is right now. I'm trying to get into the show! You know?
Yeah, Evan never shuts up during shows. He never, ever shuts up. And half the time, I'll pause it and I'll be like, will you just...
That's because I'm a wealth of knowledge.
No, I don't want your wealth of knowledge when I'm watching TV. Uh-oh. Who didn't put their phone on silent for the podcast?
Looks like Stuart sent me...
Oh, no.
Stuart sent me another catagram, so...
Oh, wait, is it... No, mine's on vibrate. Ah, it's totally you.
No, it was Stuart. He sent me another cat picture or something.
You need to put that on silent. That's the podcast rule.
Don't worry. He's not going to send me another one.
It's the podcast rule that we put our phone
So you want me to go over there right now and, like, turn it off?
No, that's fine. Anyways, so back to the Christmas concert.
Oh, my God. We're sitting there. We get in our seats, and we're sitting kind of, like, to the side. And
at the front.
Yeah, at the very front.
And my ex-husband is there.
And the three of us are sitting there, and this couple, or this guy sits down behind us, and this mother of some child.
Who seemed, I think they were ex-spouses. They sounded like it, given what I know about ex-spouses.
Well, maybe. Maybe.
Oh, no. They
could have been neighbors. It could have
been... No, they weren't neighbors. Because she was calling him dad, right? Like, oh, he just complains about never having enough time with dad. And then he'd respond, no, I do. I do spend time with him.
Oh.
Yeah.
So...
You didn't pick up on that subtlety?
No, I didn't catch that.
Oh, yeah. No, that was like a husband they were exes and they have a kid together.
Yeah, like, I didn't hear it too well, and I wasn't really paying as much attention as you guys were.
Well, I do, because that's my work.
You guys were totally into it. Like, but I did hear the guy, like, he was talking really loud. Like, it wasn't like we were like, oh, yeah, let's eavesdrop. Like, no, this guy
was... Oh, I was.
Well, you were, but this this guy was talking loud enough for me to hear, and I was barely within reaching distance.
I was coloring.
Like, I couldn't have, like, touched the guy on his knee if I had reached for him, I don't think.
Well, anyways.
So
that was hilarious.
So the guy was like, he's talking about, like, I just remember vaguely hearing about how he was, like, planning on leaving his girlfriend because her son was really bad. And it's like, it's because of Logan. He's so bad.
Yeah, so if you're a woman out there named Candace, and you have a son named Logan...
Oh, my God.
Your boyfriend's leaving you, or he's thinking about it. He, quote, hasn't made any decisions yet, but he's thinking about it. So, Candace, if you are out there listening, and you have a son, Logan, man, dump this guy, because he hates your kid.
You know, Candace probably lives in Windermere, sweetheart. You ever think about that?
No, because she said that they said that this son and this Logan kid don't go to the same school.
Okay, but still, like, you know, you might be lucky if you never have to meet this Candace chick.
No, I'll be super lucky, but I'm just saying, as a woman, if my man's sitting there talking to his ex about leaving me, I would like to know.
Yeah, I don't know, that's their business, but...
I just noticed
he was really loud, and I was like...
No,
I was just thinking to myself, like, holy fuck, Logan must be a bad kid.
Legit.
Like...
You know what our hashtag's gonna be? Hashtag runaway Candace.
Poor Candace.
Yeah, I feel bad for you. But the other funny part, though, I mean, props to you. The other conversation that was really funny is apparently the son, who is in grade 2, I think, was his class. That's when the parents behind us were shouting his name. And you know what? I don't remember his name. His name wasn't important.
That's what... He was doing that, too, in the middle of the show.
Yeah, he was like, hi!
He was shouting at the kids, like...
Anyways,
Lucas or something?
Lucas, that's it. Yeah, Lucas.
How would I know that if I... Yeah.
Right. So, anyways, and apparently the mother of this Lucas kid who goes to my kid's school. Anyways, the mother was like, oh, do you know what Lucas told me? And she has this Filipino accent. So, I mean, I cannot mimic it, but just. You know, listen to the story and imagine this accent. She says, Lucas comes home and says, you know, do you know what Daddy and Candace did? And I'd be like, what? And Lucas says, well, they go in the garage and then they go in their bedroom and they lock the door. And the dad just starts bursting out laughing.
No, you also started laughing.
I did start laughing.
Like... Everybody started laughing around me. It was kind of messed up.
Well, everyone was listening, but nobody wanted to admit it. But there's only so much you can hold in.
You're like, oh, shoot, my bad. I was completely laughing about something else.
Yeah, I was laughing at this, like, coloring page I'm doing on my phone, it like a three-year-old.
Yeah, it just happened to, hit me at the same time. Exactly.
Oh, my God, it was so funny. And then there's me sitting there. You know what? I don't know how many of you parents are out there, but you know what? If you tell me that you go to a little kid's concert and you're not sitting there, you know, judging the shit out of everybody you see, you're a goddamn liar. That's what I have to say about you. There was one kid there. He was adorable. He had a bow tie, he had a suit, and he was holding this little girl's hand.
Oh my God.
And he had glasses.
That was the cutest thing in the world.
It was adorable.
Holy cow. I just was like, oh my God. I'm just a dude, but when I'm like, oh my God, that's cute.
It was so cute. And then, of course, the music teacher. He was amazing. He was good.
Yeah, you guys had a nickname for him.
Bearded Sheldon. Not kidding, you guys. This guy had suspenders on, he had a bow tie on, and he had a beard. He was a little flamboyant.
He seemed like he was a really nice guy. Like that.
Oh, he was super nice.
He was
nice.
A legit super, like... He seemed like he was a pretty stand-up guy.
Yeah, no, he was really nice. And, I mean, he really... It's like the principal said, like, he undertook a huge commitment.
Yeah, he seemed like he was pretty amazing, you know.
Yeah, no, he was good, but...
And, well, I got a kick out of...
I loved his outfit. Like, his outfit made my life.
Yeah, he had, like, a really particular, like, just like, you know... Pants, suspenders, what was it like?
Bow tie. It was great.
You know, he classed it up.
And he had like that wavy, he had like longer wavy hair and he kept like pushing his hands through his hair. And
yeah, I just like how he directed the kids, like whatever he wanted the kids to do, he would do in front of them. So it was just like...
Music teacher does that.
Well, still, I just got a kick out of it. You know, I thought it was a good way to
teach. Hey, this is another milestone.
Oh, yeah?
Evan's first Christmas concert in his adult life.
Yeah.
Although it would have been creepy if you'd been going to Christmas concerts with
a family. This is my 18th Christmas concert. I just hang out in the back. He's like, my name's Uncle Evan.
Oh, gosh.
I just hang out in the back and then I go for smokes.
Oh, my God. I'm dying over here. That's so creepy. You're creepy. Why are we dating?
Did you check out that last song? I was off the hook. I'm going back in. I'll see you in there.
Oh. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
You have to cut out like a whole
hour of me. You can't cut any of that out.
Of me just laughing my ass off. Oh, my God.
Oh, you can turn that into a character. Just like. Some dude like, are you with the parents? Yeah, sure.
Oh my God, I'm so creeped out right now. Make my skin crawl. Why are we dating?
It's Christmas concert season, boys and girls. We're back to work.
Okay, let's move on. Oh, man. I was going to ask you. What did you think of our live show?
I thought it was a good live show. It was, like, not put together at all. It was completely raw. But, you know,
can we not do that again?
I look at Periscope, and they're just dudes.
Wait, what's Periscope?
Periscope is one of the streaming services we use. It's attached to our Twitter.
Oh.
So anytime we're doing some kind of live feed, mm-hmm. as far as I know, with our Twitter, we're probably doing it through Periscope. And Periscope's great if you want to go on there and see live video of stuff that's going on.
Wait, why are we not Periscoping now?
Just because we didn't set it up.
This would be an excellent Periscoping moment.
It would be. Is it attached to Windermere Nights?
Yep.
I guess so.
What's happening? Hashtag... podcasts.
Podcast to move.
Okay, ready? Yeah, it's really good that editing is a thing.
Because we're going to have to edit a whole bunch of that.
That's okay. So, anyways, we were talking about how you liked going live last time.
Yeah, well, it's nice to be able to put that in there. But at the same time, you know, like, you go on this Periscope app, and everybody's just doing stupid shit on there. Nobody's actually doing anything worth doing.
Yeah, but did you enjoy going live? Like, that's what I'm, like, because we did the last podcast live, and we actually, I don't know what happened with our recording, but we ended up, you're still not in the shot.
It's okay.
I don't know how much further I need to push over.
See, that's the thing that sucks about streaming.
Oh, when you're not
completely set up. That's the thing.
It
kind of gets in the way of your recording because all of a sudden you got to worry about, am I in the camera? Am I in the shot? I'm just trying to talk. I'm trying to tell a story.
Okay, we're good. Okay. Just talk to me.
Okay.
Okay.
So, like I was saying, that sucks. It gets in the way. But, you know, for a Periscope, I think we did okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. I don't think I'd want to do, like, live stream shows all the time.
No, it would have to be, like, a special occasion.
Yeah, like a 10th anniversary, like a 10th show or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Something insane. But, I was going to say something I can't remember.
That's okay.
Just about...
Okay, I've got a...
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. Like, the only thing I didn't like about the live show is we ended up cutting out a lot of content in terms of, like, there was a whole section of shit that we didn't... that didn't record properly.
Yeah.
Which disappointed me because I was really looking forward to, like, talking about that stuff.
That's okay. We can always talk about it again at some point. Like, bring... maybe not right away.
No, I just don't remember all of it.
Well, that's okay. You'll just... maybe eventually one day you'll be talking about it again. And you'll be like,
I feel like we already had this conversation. Like,
we talked about this. Yeah.
I was going to say something else and I can't remember.
It's okay. You do that a lot, though, don't you?
You forget, like, what I was going to say.
I was going to talk
I'm
about
so
something.
So bad with that. I know. So you're talking about the Christmas concert.
Yeah.
And we were talking about... I don't remember.
That's okay. You know...
oh, we were talking about the live stream. And then we were talking about how we once again messed up our recording and get tossed up.
Yeah. That happened. But, you know, now that... I figured out what our problem was and I think it got fixed.
What's that?
It's just the cable was too long, and uh-huh. I made it shorter.
I so. See.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
For what?
A new house?
I'm thinking about it, but I'm just kind of absorbing the thought of the whole moving in thing. I'm
You're still
getting,
absorbing it?
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm still working on it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going through the 12 stages.
There's 12 stages?
Oh, something like that, yeah. Yeah.
What are the 12 stages then?
I can't even imagine, but some of them, there's at least one of them is grief. And then there's
grief?
One of them is bargaining.
What? Grief? What?
And one of them is acceptance.
What?
You know, you've never heard of that?
Well, it sounds like a 12-step program for alcoholics.
No. It's just anybody. It's just anybody.
I don't understand. What do you mean? Just anybody.
It's just anybody. Like, you know, anything. There's 12 steps for anything.
So you're saying that we have 12 steps before we have to move in together?
No.
How many more steps are there till marriage? 32?
No, I'm just going through my own thing right now.
Oh, my God.
That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I need to know what these 12 steps are.
I don't know.
Because apparently one of them was grief. Grief? What on earth do you have to grieve about? You have me in your life.
No, but, you know, it's just, everybody goes through a change in their own personal way. And, you know, I'm just kind of like, on my own private journey right now, trying to find myself before I move in for the first time.
You're 37 years old and you still need to fucking find yourself?
Maybe a little bit. You know, before I move in with, a woman.
What?
What can I say? I've never moved in with a woman before.
Oh my God. That's true.
So, I don't know what to tell you.
I have to train you?
I wouldn't use that word to describe it.
That's how all women describe it.
Train me like a goddamn dog or
train
something.
Train you how to live with a woman. Every man goes through it. Every man goes through a period where they have to learn how to live with a woman. And it's called the training period.
Yeah.
Well, ask John one day. He's going to be like, I hate to say it.
Well,
but it's true.
You know, sometimes I talk
John
to your...
John knows what's up.
Sometimes I talk to your ex and I talk to him about how there's no equality in the relationship. I'm like, no, if I have to do it, she has to do it. And if I don't have to do it, she doesn't have to do it. And he'll be like, you know, it doesn't work like that. You know, right? And I'm like, well, that's bullshit. It's like, no, you know that it doesn't work like that.
He does have a brother, and his brother actually is single. Apparently, they want, yeah. He's hot, right? Right? Yeah. Yeah, you're hot. I can't believe you're not... Wait, is he... Yes, he is legal. How old's your brother?
My brother? He's like 34, I think.
Yeah, exactly. It's a true story.
Anyway.
This brother's mine, though. I'm good. This one's mine.
Me there.
You got girls checking you out, man.
Getting in the... Well, what can I say? I'm flattered.
Oh. Oh, man. So, after you're grieving over having to move in with me, what's your next step?
Well, no, I'm just, you know, having to adjust in my own way. Like, you know, for the first time, I have to think about more than myself when I'm getting up and going to bed and stuff like that.
Well, yeah. There's the whole, his next step is to set his brother up. Oh, this is great. This is golden. So we decided to Periscope stream our podcast a little bit this evening. And this lovely lady is, you know, really wanting to hook up with Evan's brother here.
Yeah.
Your brother's good looking.
Yeah, he is.
He's a good looking guy.
He's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
He's like...
He's not my type, but...
He's shorter than me, but he's very broad.
Yeah,
like
he's
a muscular guy.
Well, he goes to the gym and stuff, so... a girl can have goals. I like goals.
Yeah, yeah, goals are good.
Do we have goals?
Oh, absolutely, we have goals. We're driven, like, trust me, I get here every day,
yeah,
and I'm just like, oh my god, I have like 5 seconds to do something. Oh my god. So I'm always trying to achieve my goals, even when I have to go in the bathroom and achieve them.
Oh my god, I can't. Do you know how much it drives me crazy that you sit in the bathroom?
I hook up my laptop. And I just go in the bathroom and do my stuff in the bathroom. And I just sit on the toilet.
Like a fucking weirdo.
What can I say?
Like you're fucking weird.
When I was in school, it was really, really bright in all the labs. And because of it, I'm just trained to, like, get work done, get shit done in a bright lit room. And the only lit room, really, that isn't, like, nice and cash like this... is like the bathroom. So I get it. I get my shit done in the bathroom because that's where the light is.
You, honestly, I don't like shit as bright as you do it. You know what drives me fucking insane?
What?
In the mornings when I don't have to work, right? And you're getting up and getting ready for work, you turn on all the goddamn lights.
I like light.
No, but why? Why do you need that
you
much
need
light
the
in
goddamn
morning?
TV running with a stupid Chromecast thing.
Oh, they want to know how we met. And what do you mean, stupid Chromecast? That is the best investment I made in 2018.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you get to leave the TV on all day.
Yes, it
or
does.
All night.
Yes, it does.
We were on Tinder.
And who swiped right first? We're a regular Tinderella story.
I think you did.
What do you mean I did?
I think that's what happened.
Did I swipe right first?
I think so.
Oh, fuck. Damn it. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so I showed up in yours? You didn't show up in mine?
No, I had a Tinder Gold account and I saw you swipe. And then I was like,
I had a Tinder Gold account.
You had a Tinder Gold account too, eh?
I thought I super liked you. Or did you super like me? One of us super liked each other.
Well, anyway, it cost, between the two of us, it cost $80 that month for us to meet each other on our credit cards.
I don't think it was $80, but it was, wait, did you pay for the year?
No, fuck no. Are you kidding me? Jesus Christ.
Okay.
If you're paying for a year of Tinder Gold, like, you need other help. Like, seriously.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, yeah. Tinder.
What can I say?
Do you know that Plenty of Fish actually was running this this thing where they said that if you met on Plenty of Fish and you were getting married, they would actually give you money for your wedding.
Really?
Yeah. My ex and I thought about doing that. And then I never submitted our story.
Well, geez, they probably put a bunch of ads in your wedding. You'd see a big POF logo.
Yeah, behind you, you have like this big plenty of fish. Yeah,
you get the plenty of fish wedding cake. That's like the like shitty blue color from the fucking website.
Could you imagine if Tinder did that and we won and all they'd want us to do is advertise our fucking...
Just like a Tinder cake? You'd have to, like, swipe right on it.
What?
You'd have to swipe right on the cake.
What, and, like, drag your fingers through the icing? I don't know. Yeah,
I'm guessing that's what you'd have to do. You'd, like, so gross. You have to cut in a right-hand motion.
No.
Like you're swiping right.
No.
And we're going to play a sound effect.
What? We didn't get our sound effect thing going.
That's okay.
I was so disappointed. I was so looking forward to that.
You know what?
We were going to have... moon noises.
That's okay. We can always have moon noises later.
Well, yeah. I need moon noises because...
Well, the card reader didn't work. What can I tell you? We should bitch and just get another one. Come on, you're good.
Look, how long have y'all been together?
8 months.
8 months and counting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you going to tell them about our relationship?
What part?
About your part?
Well, geez, what's that supposed to mean?
It's supposed to mean your milestone with me.
Well,
come on, tell him.
I went to a Christmas concert.
No, not that one. Not that one.
Oh, geez.
The fact that I am... Go ahead, tell him. I'm waiting for it.
My girlfriend.
What's next month? I'm really excited for next month.
She's going to be the longest relationship I've ever had. And it's apparently
I've been counting it down since I found out. And I've been counting it down. It's so great.
What can I say? I don't really look into it in like it's a big deal, but you know.
You're 37 and you don't think the fact that you have been dating me... And that's the longest relationship you've ever had, except for the relationship with your brother. And you don't think that's a big deal?
Well, what about the relationship with Steve? Like, it's not a sexual relationship, but it's a relationship.
Yeah, but Steve's a man.
I know.
Are you going to marry Steve?
No.
Are you going to bang Steve?
No.
Well, then why does Steve matter when it comes to relationships?
Well, because I have a friendship with Steve.
Great. I have a friendship with cats.
What the fuck? Anyway, cats? What the fuck's that supposed to mean? Jesus Christ.
All I'm saying is that, I'm sorry, but in relationships, Steve does not matter.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe your ex will listen to this and be like, oh, I wish that it had been me, that it had been the longest relationship.
Why
and then she's going to go cry into her porn camera.
Oh, I should have never shown you that.
His ex started doing porn or something. So weird.
She's a free spirit, that one.
Well, that's one way to describe a porn person. Sure.
I guess. What do you say? You know?
Ow! Oh my god. Another nail came off. Tomorrow's visit's gonna be so expensive.
Well.
Look at these all falling off.
You better just take them all off and get them all done over again.
No, because that costs $100.
Ugh. I get grossed out by the sound of your nail just hitting the counter.
You could tell like he's never had a real wife before.
The sound
before.
Of a beetle just crawling away. Jeez.
Oh boy. Oh, wow, yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh my.
So I've got a story to tell. I realized today you know, we've got this adorable kitten.
We do?
Yeah, Cecile.
Adorable is the word you're using to describe her?
Adorable, but feisty. She's feisty as hell right now. She's definitely a kitten.
Okay.
And, you know, I realized since we've gotten the kitten, I haven't been able to piss sitting down. Or, I mean, piss standing up.
What?
Because the cat loves the sound of running water. It loves, like, when the tap is running. And when I'm getting ready to piss, this kitten will jump up on the tank of the toilet and just look at me and give me that look like something's about to go down. And I really don't want to know what it's going to be.
So you're afraid that she's going to, fall in the toilet or jump in
fall
the toilet?
Fall in the toilet or take a swat at my piss stream or something.
You know what I worry about?
What?
You leaving the damn toilet seat up and falling in it one night.
Well, yeah, I worry about that too.
You know, I would rain hell.
I know.
Down you on
would
you.
Rain hell down on me.
Oh, I would. If I fell in the toilet in the middle of the night, I would be so angry.
Well, trust me, I'm pretty good for that, you know.
Well, you are now. When we first got together, you remember how I was saying there was like this whole training period, right?
Yeah.
Like, you've already gone through parts of it. Yeah. But guaranteed, if you'd lived with a woman before me, you would have already known that that is a huge no-no. You never leave the toilet seat up.
Well, what can I say? I forgot.
Well, you've forgotten once in a while, but you don't really forget much anymore.
No.
Thank God. Because I'd still fucking kill you.
Oh, is that how it is?
I feel like, why? We've been together how long and you don't know that you need to put the toilet seat down?
Of course. Well, obviously, you know, that's just common courtesy.
Yeah, but you never used to do it. That's what I mean.
Well, I've learned.
I know you've learned. It's great. See, now I feel like I can move in with you.
Oh, great.
Because you've learned how to put down
the toilet seat. What can I say?
If there's any guys watching this, please comment about, you know.
There's no guys watching this. They're all watching, like.
They're all checking you out,
no,
man.
They're not checking me out.
They are checking you out.
Nobody's checking me out.
You some hot stuff.
No, you're a doll.
I know.
But no, seriously, like, what does a dude do? Like, I'm scared the cat's going to go for it. You know?
Like, you're Jesus afraid Christ. The cat's gonna, like, go for your pee? That's so gross.
Or take a swat at me. Like, you know.
Well, she already pounces on your crotch.
Yeah.
We'll We're just full be force. Laying just in bed.
And she'll just kick me right in the balls. Oh my God.
And I don't know why she just goes for that spot. It's not like anything. Like, we'll literally just be laying in bed, and all of a sudden you hear Evan go, oh! And you're just like, what the fuck happened? And you look over, and it's the cat pounced on his crotch.
What can I say?
Oh, it's hilarious. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh, were you in the car today? When Crash and Mars were talking about the girls and the free food?
No.
You weren't?
No.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard a little bit of it, but I didn't hear
They were doing this segment, or maybe it was yesterday, on the way to work. And they were doing this segment about women who, and guys, anybody really, who would go and, they would go out for dinner and then they would peace out. Like, they'd ghost you after the dinner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'd heard about
that. Oh my God. People are so awful. How can you in good conscience do that?
Well, I don't know.
That's so terrible.
That's like my roommate Patrick. He told me a story about one time he was dating some girl and he invited her over.
Girls are awful.
Yeah, well, I know that. At some point,
except for me.
Except for you.
And this lovely woman who wants to hook up with your brother. She's pretty cool.
Yeah. her too. She's awesome. Anyway,
she's great.
So at some point she loses her phone.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, well, that's fine. I'll just give it a call and we'll find it. So he calls the phone and he finds the phone before she does. And when he hands her the phone, it says free food. Like he had been put in the phone as free food instead of Patrick.
That's awful.
Yeah. I was just like, oh my God.
I hope he like never talked to her again.
Oh, I don't think he did. No.
Patrick has way too much pride for that shit.
Yeah, he's too good of a guy.
That's so bad that, like, probably why women will do that.
It's probably why he doesn't date that much, is because every time he tries to date, he just gets screwed over like that.
Yeah. He just needs to find a good woman.
Yeah. Yeah, he will one day.
But there were so many bad stories. So many bad stories.
Really?
Yeah. Like, this one chick, she was dating this college guy or something. And he wasn't rich. Like, he was putting himself through college, and he was trying really hard. Like, he's working basically to eat his ramen noodles and buy his textbooks, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the epitome of starving college students. So, this girl that he liked, he asked her out on a date and she agreed. They get to the restaurant and she orders a lobster tail,
mm-hmm.
and a $90 bottle of wine for herself.
Why?
He had like a beer and a pasta or something. Oh, she just wanted it. So when she went to the bathroom, he told the waitress that she had to pay for hers and he was going to pay for his, right? Because,
mm-hmm.
like, he's a starving college student. Like, I feel super bad, like, for the guy that has to, you know, pay that bill. Anyways, so when she had to pay for herself, and when he asked her out on another date, apparently she got pissed off and she's like, why would I ever go out with you again when you made me pay for my own meal?
Yeah.
Oh, God. The rage inside of me when I heard that. I was like, the fuck is wrong with you? Pay for your own goddamn shit and don't take advantage of other people. Like, yeah. That's awful. If your friends invite you out for dinner, are you buying the most expensive thing on the menu?
Oh, no. Like, absolutely not. Like, you know, every time I've been invited out and, like, someone's paid my way, I've always gotten, like, super cheap stuff because I don't want to put them out, right? What can I say?
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was, like, holy shit. Like, how could you do that?
I have no idea. There's also that guy, there's some guy in the States that's dine and dashing.
Oh, yeah, I heard that story, too.
He'd go on all these dates.
All these dates, and then he tells them that he can't pay. He'll, like, take them to some fancy restaurant and be like, oh, sorry, I can't play. I can't pay for you.
Well, no, I've heard that he just, like, goes out for a cigarette or in the middle of it, he says he's going to get a phone call or something like that. And he just disappears and he leaves them with the check.
Oh, my God. I would, like, track you down. And
oh, yeah.
Oh, there would be no hiding from me.
I wouldn't run from you, no.
Oh my God, I'd be so angry. I'd be like, wow, like you, like what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like how could you do that to people though?
I don't know how you'd do that to a lady. Like you'd have to be some kind of misogynist.
I don't think it has to do with being a lady at all. I think it literally has to do with being a decent human being.
Yeah, maybe. You just get some kind of fucked up kick over like, you know, hurting other people. In a way like that.
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah, probably. To be, like, evil like that and be like, oh, I just want to hurt.
To be evil like that.
I just want to hurt somebody.
Just to be evil. Oh, man. It's supposed to get really cold over the next few days.
I know. I'm not looking forward to it.
What are your plans for the next few days? You have the next couple of days off, eh?
I'm probably going to try and do some remixing. Oh. Maybe do some beat making.
Yeah.
I just got to get busy with the whole music stuff and get the momentum going again.
I think that we should take advantage of the Vistaprint special coupon thing that I have in my Google Mail.
Oh, you mean for business cards?
Yeah.
We should do it.
Yes. And if anyone in our area needs a DJ or a producer...
We could do that.
We can do that. I know that it doesn't look like we're super set up in our place right now.
But we actually...
But we actually do know what we're doing.
We do that.
Are you excited to DJ next month? With Adam?
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I look forward to hanging out with Adam some more.
Yeah. You know, I don't think that we're going to actually need to change the playlist up very much.
No.
Tell them about the last time you DJed for this school.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
We're doing a school dance.
Yeah, that's true. The last time I got to play Baby Shark.
Baby Shark, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo,
Baby Shark, every parent is like, I'm going to change it now, because, like, screw these people.
Daddy Shark, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, Daddy Shark, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. So if that song wasn't in your head already today, like, you're welcome.
Yeah, everybody's like, fuck these guys.
What can I say except
you're welcome. I just, yeah, I'm just a hype man over here.
That's great. But yeah, so we're going to do the DJ. And you said you have another gig.
Yeah, apparently Adam texted me and told me that there was two jobs. Party? I have no idea.
See, this is what I don't like about, like, I love that you guys do this, and I love that you guys are, like, all into this production and blah, 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 blah. What I don't like is the lack of details. It's like nails on a, lack of details for me is like nails on a fucking chalkboard.
Yeah.
And it drives me insane. Like, you guys are sitting here like, oh, okay, we're going to do this on maybe this day and do that and maybe that day. You know what? I went and looked at the website and I was like, okay, this is the day it's going to happen and this is why. I found that out in 2 minutes.
What can I say?
What is wrong with you guys?
We're unorganized.
Yeah, but that's why you have me. I don't understand why you guys are just going, like, willy-nilly off the cuff when you have me to organize things for you.
Because
I love organizing.
Spontaneity is exciting. That's why. What can I say?
But, yeah, no, your organization skills with your company is driving me crazy. And I feel like you guys should just give me the reins on that.
Yeah.
Well, for booking, especially.
I'm sure we will, you know. We can do all that.
When?
I'll talk to Adam when I talk to Adam, which will be soon.
The whole, I'll do it when I get around to it.
Don't worry, it's gonna happen.
Don't worry, it's gonna happen.
So do we have anything really else to talk about tonight?
Your nose hairs?
Not my, what?
What's wrong with that?
So what? Anyway. So.
So. You have beautiful eyes.
Aw, you're such a doll.
So, and I love your smile.
Aw.
And long walks on the beach. And candlelit dinners. Throw in some violin. Throw in some Eric Clapton in the background.
Oh, I see.
You know why people don't want to watch us? Because you're not in the frame. We look like retards.
Ugh, we could.
There we... Look at that. Look, you look comfortable.
Yeah, but I don't think this is a good kind of podcast... angle, like, you know, for recording.
Well, then sit up.
Well, I really, this is nice though. It's nice and comfortable.
Well,
I'm probably gonna hate this tomorrow though. Like, I'm gonna be sore as fuck.
Yeah. You should see a massage therapist about that.
You're not even in the shot. Like,
I am in the shot. Look, I just have the pop screen.
Yeah, you have a fucking, like,
there,
camera.
There's my face.
Like, Hey, Pop Screen Face. Evan that, hey, it's Evan and Pop Screen Face.
Are we going to go on a trip this year?
Maybe.
I keep thinking about going away with you, and then my bank account is like, I don't know, Mel. You know, I could get you to work. I could get you home.
Yeah, we should just save for that one big trip.
But, like, where the fuck else are you going? Nowhere, that's where.
You know what? Maybe it's for the best for now.
But why? I haven't been away in so long. I'm so sick of this city sometimes.
But the city loves you, sweetie.
No, you love me. The city does not love me.
What can I say?
I need a trip. Look how beautiful that thing is. We're looking at our Chromecast TV, and I don't know how many of you guys have Chromecast, but when nothing's casting and your TV's on, it actually goes through a bunch of Google featured pictures that are just beautiful, and they're making my travel feet itch, and I just want to go. Take me home, country roads. That would be good. I would love to go home.
Well, I'm sure eventually I'll find myself over there. But not permanently. Like, I love Edmonton.
I hate Edmonton. Okay, that's not true. I don't hate Edmonton. Would I rather be in New York? Yes. Or LA? Yes. Even Seattle. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Except that I'd have to be in the U.S. How about we just hold off on the U.S. until the Donald is out of office?
No, if anything, we should go to the U.S. now while the Donald is in full force before he gets impeached.
Do you know what's going to happen? We're going to be like, you're going to have all the Republican, you know, people be like, okay, let's tune in because he's a Republican. And then we're going to have all those liberals tune in, be like, oh, let's tune in because she's a Democrat.
Yeah, maybe.
I always considered myself 50-50 in politics until Donald Trump was elected. Then I was like, fuck this guy.
But at the same time, like, I felt the same way about Hillary. Like,
No, we are not making this podcast about Trump and Hillary. Oh. No. I refuse to have this podcast, you know, about Trump and Hillary. Although, I mean, sure, it's a great argument, but we've talked about it. Like, we're beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
And you don't even support Trump. So I don't know why you're sitting there being like, oh, Trump this, Trump that. Trump has stopped a government rape. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I got Trump's a little doing too passionate. Some crazy stuff right now in the States. When you think about it, FBI agents have to get paper routes because they can't get any money right now.
Yeah, the FBI. Do you know how much an FBI agent makes a year?
They're expected to work, but they're getting getting IOUs. They're not getting paid. That's messed up.
How are you supposed to protect your country if your Federal Bureau of Investigators aren't being paid?
I don't know.
Do you know what would happen if Trudeau tried to pull something like that?
Well, somebody would go cut his hair. That's for sure.
What?
He'd be getting a haircut.
Or a bullet.
I can't wait till someone just holds him down and cuts his hair.
Nobody's going to cut his hair. Do you know how many Americans think that Trudeau's hot?
I know. Everybody thinks Trudeau is a looker. He's just another lady in the House of Commons. That's all it is.
Another lady in the House of Commons? I'm pretty sure that man has a penis.
Well, you know, I'd be surprised.
Oh, just because you don't like his liberal views.
What can I say?
I'm not a Trudeau supporter either, but I can appreciate some of his humanitarian policies.
Yeah, but when you take the whole thing and you look at it from an outside perspective, you go, really? This guy.
Do you know what you talk about when you have nothing to talk about?
Yeah.
What?
Politics.
I was going to say weather and politics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Tell me a story. Tell me a funny story that you have never told me before. I want to know.
Oh, I can't think of a completely funny story that I've never told before.
Okay, do you want to hear one from me?
Okay.
Okay. So, there back home, we have this big bike rally, right? It's huge. And it's called the Wharf Rally. Okay. So, do you know what wharf rats are?
No.
They're literal rats that live... You know what a wharf is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, the rats live at the wharf because there's fish, there's food.
Yeah.
There's, you know, farrowing. Right? Yeah. So, there's rats. There are such a thing as rats. Have you ever seen a rat?
You know what? I don't think I've ever actually seen a rat.
I've seen a rat.
Yeah.
They are huge mofos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, they're definitely not a mouse.
So, you know, so this wharf rat rally, right?
Mm-hmm.
This story is nothing about that. So, when I was a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
My parents have this, well, at the time, actually, it was my grandparents' cabin back on the lake, right? You've heard me talk about it a couple times. So, there was this huge tortoise. This huge, like, one of those, oh, it was freaking massive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was killing all the baby ducks. Because apparently that's what they eat. They drown the baby ducks.
Ugh.
Ugh. So, I'm innocent as I am, you know.
You're innocent?
Yeah. Like an innocent little girl who knows nothing of the world, right? And one day, we are... I can't remember if I was on the deck or the beach. All I remember is there is this... So, if you're looking out at the lake, right? Like, lake is here, deck is up here. And over here, there's, like, high, high, tall grass. Okay? And we walk through that tall grass to get over to this little patch of island that, as kids, we called it Frog Island, right? So, we're on the deck or the beach or somewhere in around there. And this massive thing comes walking through the reeds and through the tall grass. And I was scared shitless.
Mm-hmm.
Because this thing is huge. And I'm an innocent little girl. And I thought it was a hippopotamus.
What was it exactly?
It was a massive, massive turtle.
Oh.
It was like a huge turtle with like this massive shell. And it still creeps me out. But there were like three turtles living in the lake. And this was like a big, huge one. And he was old AF.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how old this thing was. He eventually got his head chopped off. Because he kept killing all the baby ducks and the baby loons.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. But I remember like as a child, I was terrified. Yeah. I thought it was a hippo. I thought it was a hippo coming to eat me.
That's too bad. You could have watched, like, Fraggle Rock.
What's that?
That was an awesome TV show.
Ugh.
With,
like... Sounds like something the Flintstones.
No, you would have liked it.
Oh.
But, no, it
does... Wait, was it about big turtles?
Big animals.
Did I tell you about the time that I had a centipede crawl on me?
No.
I try not to think about this was stuff it, how right big to
was
bed.
It? Was it like this?
Oh, it was long. It was long and it had so many legs. It was awful. And then for some reason I thought it was cool and then I wanted to try and be one.
Okay.
Let me rewind.
Yeah, no shit. Where's that going?
So, my mom took us to the museum in Halifax.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it was called. Anyways, and they had this... I don't know if it was like... It was some sort of exhibit, right? There was a really fucking old turtle there. And there were insects. Insects galore. Ugh. And looking back at it as an adult, oh my god, I'm still terrified.
Mm-hmm.
But as a child, for some reason, I wasn't terrified. And one of their exhibits was a centipede.
wow.
No living creature should have 100 goddamn legs.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It was... Oh, no. Oh, I'm going to have to watch, like, Disney movies to, like, get that thought out of my head tonight.
I'm going
to
have to watch A Human Centipede.
And it really sucked because I finally got to volunteer. Like, you know when there's a presenter and then they ask you, you know, for volunteers from the crowd, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was like a really, you know, there was a lot of kids. It was the city. And I mean, I'm a small town girl. So I raised my hand to volunteer and he picked me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he fucked up my name.
Aww.
Like, massively fucked up my name. Okay, no, I can't say that. But he... he called me Balua.
And my mom
thought it was because I was wearing all blue.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm like... butchered my name in front of all these kids. Like, it's bad enough that my name's not normal.
Yeah.
And then you went and butchered it some more.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It was, man, I had a good childhood and yet...
Sometimes it wasn't so good.
Well, not when I was getting my name butchered all the fucking time. And keychains. Do you think I could ever find a keychain with my name on it?
No.
I bet you found a keychain with your name on it.
I think so, too. Yeah.
And a cup?
Mm-hmm.
And anything else your little heart fucking desires.
Well, excuse me for not having an obscure name. I'm sure, you know, there's somewhere that has a Malua name.
No, you know what?
On a keychain or something.
You know what? Honestly, everybody's just looking at your crotch. And I'm sure that every woman who is periscoping right now is, like, very interested in this area.
No.
You know, this is where the cat enjoys when she pounces.
There's nobody watching.
That's what you think.
Or maybe like one person watching.
Should just get the cat in here and go.
No, that's the last thing I need.
Go ahead and sit up. We have to finish this podcast show.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know what? I always do the social media spiel. Why don't you do the social media spiel this time?
Okay. Well, hey. We're on social media. Check it out.
What the fuck was that?
That was my social media spiel.
No, that's... Okay, so we are Windermere Nights. We release our podcast through the Anchor app. So if you do have Anchor, you can always find our podcast on Anchor, but Anchor does distribute to all of those other amazing platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. That's where I listen to all of my podcasts. You listen to them on Google, right?
Yeah.
And we have Stitcher. I think there's one called like Comcast or something like that.
Yeah, something
there's
like that.
A whole bunch of them, and they're great. So if you, especially if you have Apple and you're listening to your podcast on Apple, go rate us. Like, we would love to hear from you guys. And then, of course, what is our podcast about? Our podcast is pretty random. We're still trying to find kind of our niche, our structure.
It's generally about Edmonton and just, like, everything that has to do with Edmonton. And us as a couple, dealing with couple stuff. Like, you know, just we talk, it's just imagine the news, but the people that are talking are a couple that fight all the time.
We don't fight all the time.
But we do fight a lot.
Well, how we got started, really, was we started listening to this couple, it's called Couples Therapy, and it's by Candace and Casey, and they're also on Anchor and all those other platforms I just mentioned. And they were going through all of their kind of relationship stuff about how they go to couples therapy and how they work on their communication and things like that. And the thing is they've been a couple for a very long time. They've actually been a couple for oh my God, like 10 years or something like that. So it's interesting to see how people in longer term relationships actually do work out their problems and what kind of issues they're dealing with. But it's also nice to know that people aren't just alone with their issues. And it's kind of nice to know maybe like how other people resolve their issues. And maybe you can take that and make it work for you. I think someone asked if we were married. No, we're not married yet.
Not yet, but
it's coming.
It's going to happen.
It's coming.
It's, yeah.
But
I've seen the timeline and it's like, see, that's us getting married.
We have been dating for 8.5 months.
But, so it's going to happen.
But we're also, we're kind of older and we're sort of over the whole, like we found our person. I found my person.
I found my person.
I'm almost divorced.
Which means I'm almost married.
So, anyways, but yeah, no, it's just, that's kind of how we got started and we're having fun and this is, it's really a lot of fun for us.
Yep.
And we're learning a lot. We're meeting people. It's great.
And we're just talking and like, we just, you know, everybody's got a podcast these days, so we just thought we'd talk.
We'd try it out and
see what happened.
Yeah, and I mean, sometimes we talk about what's really going on in the world. We're both huge political supporters, and you know, we like our true crime, and there's just a lot of people with a lot of different interests.
I think they asked if we were swingers.
What?
I think they asked if we were swingers.
That would be no.
No, we're not. We're not swingers, but we do talk real.
No, that's that. People want to know about our relationship, not about our sex life. God.
Well, no, we've talked about our sex life before.
No, but not in detail. No. Okay, we're going to wrap this up because it's after midnight and
direct message us.
And I have to work in the morning. Mr. has the next couple of days off over here. He's probably just going to go on his laptop while I go to bed. So,
okay.
Anyways, but yeah, so catch us on all of our social media, guys. We have a Twitter, Facebook. Those are both at Windermere Nights. And then we do have our Instagram, which is also at Windermere Nights. Everything's at Windermere Nights. So just go ahead, follow us, and, you know, keep listening for our podcast because we just love having people listen.
Yeah.
That's the best way I can describe it at 10 just, after 12 in the morning.
Yeah, it's pretty late. We're just messing around, but we do appreciate the attention.
Yeah, so thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Yep. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.